This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we will get a look at quarterly earnings this morning from the rail giant Union Pacific. Rail shipments have seen modest growth so far this year. And as Peter O'Dowd reports, the success of big companies like Union Pacific can give some clues about what sectors of the economy are doing well.
When you load a hypothetical train with cargo, you have to start with coal. In 2011, it made up 43% of all U.S. rail freight. Ed Hamburger of the Association of American Railroads says not anymore.
Coal shipment is down dramatically.
He blames the crash on environmental regulations and competition from cheap natural gas. So rail companies are adapting. Paige Siplon runs the Georgia Center of Innovation for Logistics.
Sand and oil and water from the fracking industry and all the products that are associated with it has become a new market for them.
And don't forget building supplies. There's more lumber on American trains thanks to the improved housing market. Supply chain expert Mary Holcomb says the automotive industry is also speeding up.
And that's another staple and really a mainstay for the railroads.
Car shipments will not close the coal gap completely, but they're up 21% this quarter compared to the same time 2 years ago. I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.